I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The future looks bright for Sudan. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says recent changes in U.S. legislation paved the way for improvement.
Coming off of this state sponsor list is going to open up for some economic development. That is very significant for Sudan and help alleviate some of the challenges they're facing with inflation, with just getting enough bread for people to eat.
Sudan was one of the world's top 10 persecutors of Christians during Omar al-Bashir's 30-year reign. And now that he's gone, believers have a brief window of freedom until the new government comes in. Praise God for this opportunity and keep Sudan's believers in your prayers.
The church right now is going forward. They see this as an open window to advance the gospel. Let's pray for fruit for their work. Let's pray for God's protection over them.
And For Haiti with Love has a new project this year, Tiny Homes. See, two Haitian young women recently became single mothers, but with no family to support them and nowhere to go, these young mothers and their babies have been homeless. For Haiti with Love builds pilgrim houses for needy families in Haiti to demonstrate God's love and live out the gospel. But Eva DeHart at For Haiti with Love says they needed to build something fast for these young moms, hence tiny homes.
They won't be anything like the homes that we normally build, but they will be secure, clean, comfortable shelter for these girls and their babies.
They still need $2,000 to start construction. You can help them be Jesus' hands and feet in Haiti. Every little bit helps. To find your place in the story, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.